This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Butter from this popcorn is just like grease from the axles. Woo, it's slimy, greasy. Got it off my hands here. Hey, hi, everybody, and welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along here this week on Auto World. It is a pleasure, and I'm very proud to have you come into the Greasy Garage Studio with me from the Auto World Plaza every week. It is a treat. I know you're there, and that's what it's all about. I'm warm and fuzzy inside because of it. And I hope you are too, because you are with an elite group of people that enjoy Auto World. Not only the talk radio program that you're listening to, but everything that we all share with each other each and every week here on Auto World. Hopefully your Auto World has been good to you. If it hasn't, I can help. I've been actually in the ASE certification business of ASE, Automotive Service Excellence. That's a certifications that, you know, the blue certificate you put on the wall. Sometimes you frame it. Well, I have probably, 20 plus some of them. I don't count. Master technician for many, many years of fixing Fords, Chevys, BMWs, Audis, Mercedes-Benz, Volvos. There's a lot of makes and models, and boy, do I have a lot of tools. And I actually like to bring some of them into the studio with me each and every week. Why not? Like they say here at Auto World, I've got a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other. What is Auto World, you ask? Maybe you're a first-time listener, and I do appreciate that. Talking about first-time listeners, let's do a shout-out to a brand-new affiliate. Shout-out to, oh, yes, brand-new affiliate that brought in Auto World into their life. So you folks down there in Illinois can tune in and listen and have some fun with me and along with everybody else. Shout out to WRMN 1410 AM. PD program directors, Mark. Hey, Mark, thank you. Elgin Wheaton, Aurora, Arlington Heights, Illinois. Good to have each and every one of you along each and every week with me, along with all of our other fine guests that are with us here in the studio and along the roads. You sitting there listening to us here in your car, your truck. Thank you. Appreciate it. No mask needed here in Auto World. Sit back, relax. Just take a big, deep breath and relax. Let me do the driving for you here today on Auto World, sitting in the Geo Metro seat. Half bent. Smells horrible. Smell-o-vision. Smell-o-radio, huh? Yes, I asked the junkyard, the wrecking yard, the recycle yard, whatever you'd like to call it. Throw me a seat so I can sit in it so I can get the vibes of what's going on out there. And boy, this Geo Metro is working. Your coupons never expire here, folks, so if you got a coupon, let's use it. Now all you have to do there to use it is call me. Phone number here at Auto World since 1992, 855-660-4261. And, again, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, all one word. I take your emails, what I do with emails. I love your emails, I really do. Your car questions to the point of, well, I actually had some personal emails come in, and that's okay? That's all right, and I will email you back. See, when it comes right down to it, I've heard, I won't share any names, but this gentleman got in a fight with his brother because they were both in the same car. They drove away from the house to go get parts for the other brother's car that was sitting in the driveway that was not running. They usually got along, as this one brother said, but this time what happened was when the car that was broken in the driveway needed a part, they both hopped in the car, and the one brother was driving his car that he was driving, and the other brother, his car was broke, it was in the driveway anyway, they're driving down the road, next thing you know, this brother's car broke down. And now, not only do they have a car broke down in the driveway sitting at the house, but they had a car, I guess, understand, broke down on the side of the highway. So he said that's when the fight and the argument started to take place. And that's exactly when, well, that's the email I got. The whole entire argument, when he wanted my opinion of what he should have, not have said all that, and I helped him. And it was all based upon what? A car, two cars at this on this story. Two cars broke down, one in the driveway and one on the highway. Well, come to find out, emailing him back, that it wasn't not only just a simple breakdown. Well, the owner of the car, which is one of the brothers, no name mentioned to protect the innocent, he didn't put enough gas, the go juice, in the fuel tank, or the gas tank, whatever you want to call it, the metal box. In today's world, it's the plastic box, is called the fuel tank, in the back. And that's why it broke down, because there was no go-go juice in the back in the fuel tank. So they argued all the way to the gas station without a gas can. And he said, you know, Mark, in the olden days, the gas stations, which today are just convenience stores, they don't have any gas cans. So we went and we hiked until we finally found a gas can at a big box store. And he bought it. And he said, then we had to walk back to the gas station, fill the plastic gas tank bottle, the portable tank, gas tank that they bought at the box store, and hiked all the way back to the car. And meanwhile, he said he didn't want anything to do with his brother because it was a long walk from to and fro, you know, and all that. So anyway, I hope I helped. I hope him calm down, and I hope and appreciate you listening. And, hey, always be kind to each other, brothers or not. And, yes, I've got a brother, and, oh, boy, I don't even want to go there. So, anyway, but, yeah, the car world, the auto world, with these two brothers did come apart at the seams over a car, two cars that weren't, they weren't, no running, no smelling of the fumes. Oh, boy. Okay, so that's how you do it here on Auto World. You can share your emails at any time, and if you'd like me to air it live, I will always try to air as many as I can get live, and then if you do not want me to air it live, this gentleman said he didn't mind at all. So, but if you do not want me to air it live on the Auto World program, just say no. No thanks. And I'll take care of you no matter what. Here last week, I was busy. I took care of quite a few on the internet through the email, but I saved a few back. And of course, also too, here this third hour, we're going to not only take some of your emails, but I want to get to your garage door crashes, folks. Instagram, let's do some housekeeping. Instagram, I threw a little picture out there on my Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. Just look me up, Auto World Media on Instagram. Facebook is just Mark Evans, and Twitter is just Mark Evans. But I threw a little picture out there with a black Ford Mustang crunching and crashing into a white garage door. Didn't look good. So anyway, stay tuned for what is more to come on the Facebook and also the Instagram accounts. I'd like to share a little bit with you each and every week there. And we're going to coming soon as an AutoWorldMedia.com website. So stay tuned for that. I'll keep you informed when that's up and alive, and because I'm going to have some gifts for you, free, no charge. So you'll be wanting to read some reports and everything there. And again, let's do a shout out to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Also, we've got some neat stuff happening over there too at the Auto World Radio on Facebook. Auto World Radio on Facebook. And you see, so you got Mark Evans Facebook and Auto World Radio Facebook. So I'll try to keep you informed and keep you up to date with all the goodies. Here this third hour, I've got so many things to get to. Oh, yeah, that train, that locomotive. Got the Auto World little car fact we're going to get to. Something to do with the locomotive. Didn't get to that last week. We are going to get to it this week. And, again, the 2020 recalls, folks. I'm not going to share a recall with you on one certain make or model like I usually do on Auto World. I'm going to let you know who's number one on the list for the most recalls. And then we're going to number two, three, four, five. We're going to get down as far as we can for the time that we have. Thanks for joining me right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. There's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
Probably lives at the gas station. Diesel, as a matter of fact, when you get that truck and you're on the road, you need diesel in that. Make sure you put some of that diesel supplement in their diesel trucks, folks. If you're driving a diesel, you got to do that. I run that diesel supplement is actually the name, the brand of the supplement. Diesel supplement's a white bottle, red, black ink on it, and it causes and stops that diesel fuel from gelling up. And then you won't be like that one of our great emailer members here at Auto World, that him and his brother broke down on the side of the road because there's zero gas. That's what happens with the diesel. It gels up like Jell-O pudding. Yeah, it won't go through the injectors. Hey, welcome back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and I'm very proud to be your host of Auto World each and every week, and I really do appreciate each and every one of you, no matter where you're listening. It doesn't matter as long as you got your ears on. Got the CB on, 10-4, good buddy, right? That's all that matters. And I want to throw out that question of the week. And that question of the week is, I want you to share your, I've shared mine, garage door crash, where I took that 67 Dodge, slipped the foot right off the clutch, accidentally, put it right in mom and dad's garage door. Boy, did I have to do a lot of chores around the house after that. Yeah. How did you do it? Well, have you ever hit a garage door?
Show me what you got.
I'll show you what I got, Grease Monkey. We got an email. Let's go to, with that, Grease Monkey. Let's show you what we got. Let's get a car fix here. Let's go right to the emails. And in order to do that, folks, you're welcome to email me at any time, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, right now and or through the week, whenever's good for you. Email me and just say hi. Appreciate that. And I've got a little bit of, I always send everybody a little gift out. I don't have a problem with that. I love giving and enjoying keeping your cars clean. We can't and will not have any dirty cars on the road. Now this is, oh my gosh, yeah, let's do a shout out. This is David, and he is actually listening to us in Oklahoma City. Hey, good to have you along, David, in Oklahoma City. Shout out time. Yes, oh, love doing shout outs to all our great affiliates. David, thank you. KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City. There's our horn for the shout-out. KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City. Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good to have you folks with us each and every week. Thank you. And all the other city, little towns around there now. I don't want to, you know, get you emailing me and telling me you forgot my town. I know I'm listening. I'm listening. And thank you for being there. A lot of cities. Can't mention all of them. Take up too much radio time, but I do want to thank each and every one of you. David emails in and says, Mark, I got a problem with a 1999 Ford E150 van. Love the van. I use it for work, but I got a problem with the turn signals. Over on the left-hand side of the steering column, I push it down. It doesn't stay. I push it up, pull it up. It doesn't stay. It goes right back into the center position and never blinks the blinkers. What do I do? Where do I go? What do you believe I should do with this E150? I've got a lot of miles on it, over 100,000 miles. And how much do you think it will take to fix it, money-wise? Thanks again, Mark, for being here for us. Well, David, thank you. You're the star of the show, and you are now a member of Auto World for emailing. I do appreciate that. Now, this turn signal is switch. David, you forgot to put turn signal fluid in there, didn't you? Oh, no. You got to have turn signal fluid. No, you don't have fluid on turn signals. It's all electronic. Just trying to have fun with you there, David. Anyway, what's going on? That's an easy fix, David, and it's well worth fixing. The 99 Ford E150 sounds like you do use it for work and that you need it repaired. It doesn't cost a lot to do that. What happens, though, what is going on is when they... And this is for everybody, if you do have a turn signal arm that doesn't want to stay up to keep those lights blinking on the right and or on the left, you need a turn signal switch. And where that is and what that is on this, David, is your whole entire arm and all is part, that arm goes into the turn signal switch that's mounted on the steering column. So the plastic column, you know, on the top where the key is and the bottom half, all that has to be taken off. Not a big deal. Now, I don't recommend you doing it yourself, David. Definitely hire it done. find yourself an ASC certified technician mechanic in a shop that is qualifying and only hiring ASC certified technicians. And what they'll do is they'll take the coverings off that and put a whole new, they're big and bulky. They're all plastic all the way out. As you noticed, David, the arm itself is all plastic. And I believe, yeah, that does have the wiper, your wipers, your windshield washer and your wipers on that arm too, I believe. You turn it clockwise, I believe, and it turns the wipers on. So that's a big, huge plastic control box, we call it, inside that column. But when they undo the plastic coverings to hide all that, they'll see that there are screws there. They disconnect it. And then there's two big, huge electrical connectors. Yay! Electrical connectors that are disconnectable, David. Yes, in the old cars, you could disconnect them on your Ford van right there, two of them, and pull that switch out and put a new one in. But on the old cars, that's why I'm giving it the applause of Ford and today's cars. They used to run those wires solid to the switch all the way down through the steering column and all the way down to the butt of the steering shaft. And I'm telling you what, try to fish that connector that's down there on the bottom where your feet are all the way up through that steering column. It's not fun. As a lot of your all the technicians out there listening, mechanics, you know what I'm talking about. We hated it. Well, the mechanics, I've had them in the day, snip all those wires off, leave half the wires in the column, leave the connector in the bottom, and then try to reconnect all that. And that's when I actually I saw that back in my shop and saying, they're saying I got a turn signal switch problem or a taillight problem or a headlight problem, and I'm redoing that. So the only way to fix this is put a new one in there. David, that's how you do it. I got a great gift for you. In fact, I'm just going to, since we're talking electrical, let's give you, I know that you want to know if your van and maybe some of your other vehicles, so you're probably burning ethanol. I've got a great book here, The Ethanol Papers, brought to you by, and actually this man, Mark Roush, he is the gentleman behind the Auto Channel. Check it out, folks, the Auto Channel. AutoChannel.com. Check it out. I've got an awesome book here. I've got a couple left. David, you get one. Just send me your address on the email, and we'll get one out to you. And we'll get you to call us back or email us back and tell us all about what ethanol is and how it burns. Burns hot. Oh, yeah. We come back. Not only are we going to burn hot, we're going to take more of your garage door crashes. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus vaccine manufactured by Pfizer is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration, with rollout expected as quickly as 24 hours later. The head of Operation Warp Speed believes that we could begin to see the vaccine's effect on COVID deaths by January. Dr. Moncef Slaoui tells CNN that all healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities should be able to be vaccinated by January, with the entire high-risk population in the U.S. immunized by March.
There are, of course, many other people, unfortunately, that have comorbidities, that live outside of care facilities, that it will take more time to immunize them. By the middle of the month of March, we should have really covered most of the highly susceptible population, about 100 million people.
President Trump's personal lawyer has tested positive for the virus. The president tweeting the announcement that Rudy Giuliani had tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Will knock you out too. That nitrous, the smell of nitrous in the evening. The local Firebird Raceway drag strip, I love it. We don't live close, of course, to the track. Why? Well, I should be living right on the track. In fact, I was on the track one time interviewing. They had duct taped a microphone around my neck, believe it or not. The double A funny cars were both right and to the left of me as I was looking at them. I was bent down close to the ground, hoping that the motor would not blow on either one of them, because back in the day, the blowers blew off. And anyway, it was a good run, John Force, and my goodness, who was next to him? Like Big Daddy Don Garlitz was. It was a really odd race, a rail and also a funny car. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, talking about nitrous. Well, that's another way of getting that bad boy to run. Got nitrous on my snowmobile. One little touch of the button, and that snowmobile mine takes right off and goes. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. When that special little hill gets too steep, you got to make sure you get up it, you know. Anyway, good to have you along each and every week. It's time now, here on Auto World, to get right to what? That's right, the locomotive. Something to do with locomotive, the Auto World little car fact. The Escort, introduced in 1968, was Ford's first truly American European car. Though conceived in Great Britain, it was at first manufactured in Belgium. That's right, Belgium, folks, the Escort in Belgium. Well, they offered it in Germany, Ford did. When Ford executives first made the Escort public, they revealed that a sports version to be called Twin Cam was being prepared. This model eventually gave way to the 1600 Sport, which gained a reputation among performance cars for the superb road handling and best handling. The RS Escort 1800 was introduced in 1975. this top-of-the-line Escort had higher price than the 1600, but it also made, well, a new body shell, had new body shell, it had 115 horsepower, twin overhead cam, oh yeah, four-cylinder engine with four valves to a cylinder and four valves to a cylinder? Yeah, that's right. Most of your gas engines only have two valves. Well, it has single twin-choke carburetor to improve fuel economy. It's two fully bolstered rally sport front bucket seats. Offered excellent comfort, though there was a little legroom in the car, more so than ever because of the bucket seats. The RS 1800 continued the 1600's record as a rally champion to make it truly competitive. The power of the engine was pushed to nearly 250 horsepower back in that day, 1975, with special springs and shock absorbers and an enlarged wheelhouse to accommodate those extra large competition tires, you know, the big slicks, the big meats we used to call them. The racing car hardly resembled the basic RS 1800, but it was the excellent car for Ford of Europe. Well, here's the performance of this Ford Escort back in the day. Not too bad, actually. 0 to 60 time is 8.6 seconds. Top speed was 118 miles an hour. Twin overhead cam, of course, inline four-cylinder. That means that those cylinders were, those pistons, those buckets were all in line. Brother, sister, sister, brother. Yes, 115 horsepower, and of course, what? The RS, both in the 1600 version and the 1800 shown here on my photo in front of my hand and in my hand, won so many rally titles that it actually functioned as a locomotive for sales for all Escorts. That's where the locomotive comes into. The Escort, of course, did you or did you not have one? They were good little cars here in America. They really were. Good gas mileage. I don't remember really working on a lot of them. I didn't have a lot of problems with them by any means. But, you know, eventually, numbers, you know, the casino numbers called the odometer start to get larger and larger. Those numbers, as they go up on each and every one of your cars, the more the parts break. So be careful there. Again, a little Auto World tip and warning. Let's get parts replaced before you get too much high mileage. I don't want the casino wheel, called the mileage odometer, going too high on you, because if it does get too high before you start replacing and doing preventive maintenance, you end up spending a lot of money, and or you have such a list, a grocery list of things that's wrong with your car, that you end up saying it costs more to fix the car than what I feel the car is worth. That's what usually happens. And then what happens is, you trade it off, get nothing for it, you basically throw it away. The dealer then, the used car dealer, might fix a few things. Maybe the engine light's on, they fix it and put it back on the lot and resell it. It ends up back in the greasy garage here, and I'm looking at the same car again, giving that new buyer maybe a inspection report. With that said, well, before you buy a car, not a new car, but a used car, get an inspection report done. Doesn't cost a lot of money. In fact, sometimes I actually throw an inspection report for free over to my client, my customer, my friend. Why? Because it takes me no time at all to walk around that and look to see if it's been creamed, meaning crashed. Maybe a new paint job on one side. Maybe the tires. So you want to basically look at something that causes the car to be basically right off the bat, maybe not a buyer, and it's send it back to the dealer. With that said, hey, that guy, what guy, that guy, no, that guy, no, that guy, no, how many guys? Well, that guy or that guy? Well, I said that two different ways, didn't I? Question for you. Do you have a guy? And what do I mean by that? Well, that mechanic guy. Do you have a good mechanic? How about a windshield guy? Yes, you're going to end up sooner or later getting a little star in your windshield or a crack in your windshield, and you're going to need a guy, a windshield guy. How about a tire guy? Oh, what did I just say about the odometer being a casino wheel? It's going to keep giving you higher numbers. You're going to wear out the tires. You might even get a flat tire. Do you have a tire guy? How about that preventive maintenance, change my oil guy? You don't really care about the oil, do you? Never thought about the oil, maybe. Do I use conventional or synthetic oil? What weight do I need? What brand do I need? How often should I change it? Do I change it different in the winter than I do in the summer? See what I'm talking about? Do you have an change your oil guy that is more than just a quick lube guy? Maybe you need a technician that's certified that can tell you the truth behind when or what and when you should change your oil. Wait a minute. Wintertime. Keep my vehicle clean wash guy. That's right. Do you have a special car wash that you go to and do you like that guy over there? How about a body shop guy? I think I just mentioned there when you're buying a used car, if you're walking around it and all of a sudden you see that it looks beautiful to you, but when you drive it over here to the greasy garage and I inspect it and I walk around and say, hey, wait a minute, this side's been repainted. And I'm a technician, not a body guy. A repair technician, even though I'm certified in the body business too. But I want you to have a body shop guy. So, wait a minute. Did I happen to mention that when we went to the mall the other day that the wife locked the keys in the car? No, that didn't happen to me and my wife. Because, it's time. Third hour, I've got an Auto World tip to go along with that guy. See, we were over at the mall. Yes, the keys got locked into the car. Oh, no. These cars today, you can't get in, folks. Got to go get a Slim Jim. Good luck with that. Because see, that Slim Jim is a little piece of metal that goes down. That's how the lock my key guy does it. Do you have one of those? Or do you just call AAA, AAA? You need a lock guy. You need all those guys. That way you can say, you're my guy. We'll be right back, right here on Auto World with more popcorn butter and some popcorn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Metro C, man, we got to get this thing out of here. Woo! This week here on Auto World, I jumped into a Geo Metro car seat from the junkyard, still a little bit moist. Oh boy, it smells wonderful. Not. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be here. Let's shoot that question out there. This question of the week here on Auto World: have you ever actually hit your garage door, mowed it over, drove into it, backed into it? Maybe opened it only halfway, half down, half up, half full, half empty. Slammed the clutch, slipped the clutch, put that thing right on top of that roof. Well, I want to hear about it. That's this week's question and this week's sharing. That's what we call sharing here in Auto World. Share your story about your garage door crashes. How to do that? Since 1992, the phone number here with Auto World is 855-660-4261, and the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And a little housekeeping, too. You can get in touch with me on Facebook Messenger, and just look up Mark Evans, and you'll see me there on Facebook. And also, shout out to our Facebook page, Auto World Radio. Go there. Check that out. We got some great little movies and stuff happening all the time. I'm adding to that constantly. And, of course, I want you, if you ever want to go back and listen to any show at any one point in time, even maybe, you know, 2-3 months back, go for it. Here's how to do it. Just Google Auto World Podcast, Auto World Podcast, and I'm right there on the top, very proud of that. In fact, DuPont Registry, actually, that they reported that to me, that Auto World Podcast is the number one podcast for the automotive side on the Internet. Yay! Love it, love it. Love being able to help you and fix your car and give you some entertainment, and maybe also you help me. And that's how to do it through each and every week. You can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and give me your suggestions on good, bad, or otherwise about anything. Love to talk. I've got an email that just came in. Let's share it with you about a garage door story. And let's see, it's pretty lengthy, so we'll just go through it and we'll find out where this person's emailing from. Garage door story for you, Mark. I was out seeing and selling to my customers in our hometown, Bransonville. Bransonville. Got to say that right. Bransonville. Oh, Bransonville. Oh, that's Missouri. Well, let's do a shout-out right now to Bransonville, Missouri, and our station down there. couple stations that take us AM and FM, KWPM, 1450 AM and 105.1 FM. Good shout out there, West Plains, Brandsville, Missouri, and also Mountain View, a little town there, Mountain View, not too little, pretty good size, and thank you. Good to have you folks along in Missouri. Appreciate that. Absolutely, and this is the gentleman that's emailing me is Steve. Steve, thank you. Good to have you along. Let's get along and find out what you did to your garage door. He says, I was out seeing and selling to my customers in our hometown, Brandsville, when I get a call from my wife, and she tells me that the Suburban is stuck in the garage. I said, what? Stuck in the garage? Now, how can that be? She said, I don't know. I drove in and heard a noise and stopped. Got out, looked, and didn't see anything wrong. Could you come home and get the Suburban out of the garage for me? Mark, you won't believe what I found. We had headed to our cabin that weekend, and I put on the Thule roof container on the top of the Suburban. Well, my lovely wife forgot it was up on the roof of the Suburban and drove it into the garage that is only 7 foot tall. The Suburban was stuck halfway in the garage, and the Thule roof container was and is completely smashed. Yes, I finally did get the Suburban unstuck and out of the garage, but it doesn't look good. Thanks for everything you do, Steve. Steve, thank you for sharing the story. Those Thule, that's a big plastic box, if I'm not mistaken, attached to some like metal arms that go from left to right of the roof, huh, Steve? And that, whoa, man, how fast was she going when she drove that bad boy in there? And that, yes, hey, I've got other friends, relatives, is actually, you know, they put their... hey, Steve, by the way, before I get to this next story, I've got some great, and I'm going to send you a book, The Ethanol Paper, Steve. That's an awesome story. Hopefully, everybody, you got her out of there, and you... Well, I want a follow-up, Steve. I really do. I want to know how you got the Suburban out of there, because if she drove that in there and smashed it, that thing was pretty tight up against that header, I'm sure. How in the world did you get it out of there? Let the air out of the tires? Let's do a follow-up, Steve. Do please. Email me at autoworldradio, like you just did, at yahoo.com. Let's do a follow-up. Share it with all of our listeners throughout our listening audience, and I want to know how you got her out of there, because that's that's a new one for me. Anyway, I do know some friends that did take the... They had the bicycle rack up on the top of their Suburban and always mounted their bicycles up on the top of the roof, on the roof rack, bicycle rack. And, they drove into their garage, too. And that might be something I might be able to get them on the air here live to share that. Oh, right, sure, they'll tell everybody live about that one. But can you imagine driving into the garage with both bicycles and taking them completely, cleaning them off? Well, anyway, that's how you do it, folks. I would like to love to hear your garage door crashes here on Auto World. Share them with me. Email again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or call 855-660-4261. And welcome aboard to the Greasy Garage Studio here at Auto World Plaza. And here's a little trivia for you. I've been skipping out of the trivia this hour. Well, in 1967, a Motor Trend magazine survey of 1,100 married couples. Now, this is back in 1967. Motor Trend did a survey of 1,100 married couples. Reveals that nearly 40% of the marriages, the proposals, were made in an automobile. Wow. 40% out of 100. Where marriage proposals were made in an automobile in 1967. So with that, I'm going to give you some more homework to do, folks. I want to know, next week, how many of you got married in an automobile? Car? Van? Truck? Just an automobile, a vehicle. I want to hear your stories about you getting married. Did he propose in an automobile? Did you get married in an automobile? I know Ben Vaughn of Rhino Records, Ben Vaughn, he did in a 65 Rambler, made a whole entire CD movie album, CD music album, excuse me, and shared that with everybody and actually sold quite a few of them. So did you. That's your homework for next week. Share it with me as soon as possible on email, of course. Did you get your proposal, ladies, in an automobile? And was it something that you liked in an automobile? I mean, literally. Or would you, were you waiting to go to the islands on a nice sandy beach for him to propose to you?
That's my kind of guy, though, in an automobile. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love it.
We didn't get to the recalls. We're running out of time. The garage door here at Auto World is starting to go down. We're going to get to the recalls. Number one recalled company in the world on automobiles. We're going to go down from one all the way down to the list of probably 10. One's going to shock you. Two's going to shock you. Three, etc. This is not a recall of an item that's a recall on your vehicle. I'm just going to share with you which companies, car companies, which brand, is it Honda, Toyota, Dodge, Chevrolet, who was number one on the list of having the most recalls. That's next week, along with your emails. And, again, that marriage proposal, did it happen in a car, in an automobile? I'd like to know. Here's how to get in touch with me. Facebook, Mark Evans. Instagram, Auto World Media. Facebook, Auto World Radio. Look forward to it. And you can also go to GCNlive.com. You'll see my smiling face behind the microphone, and you'll probably get a little glimpse of the greasy garage. I always want to say thanks to each and every one of you for joining. Every week is new. Every hour is new. Every week, every month, every day, every second. I do appreciate you being here with us on Auto World. It takes all of us to make this happen. I want to thank all those people. Axelrod Alex, thank you, the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer, keeps me wired. Woo, my wired George. Audi Adam, always out taking care of the affiliates. Every week, it seems like Audi Adam's getting a new affiliate. I do appreciate each and every affiliate. Thank you for being part of Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe, everybody. Motor on. Motor on twice. This has been a Loose Nut production.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.